Many congratulations, Michael. It's been a while since you've been at the Horse of the Year, so you must be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I'm very happy. And the mare's been off for a while, off and on, you know. She's had nearly 2 months off, so I'm really happy the way she's come back. And, you know, she felt really, really good, so I'm very happy.
And you've obviously gained some very important qualifying points for tomorrow night's big competition as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I won a class yesterday, so, you know, I'm happy.
Excellent. Now, we reckon it's probably about 8 years since you were last here. What do you think's been keeping you away?
I think they always had the Nations Cup final in Barcelona at the same time. I think last year I might have been in Los Angeles. There's always been some big five-star on at the same time, you know, which is annoying because this show's only like 1 hour from where I live. So I can go home every night, you know, so I always like to come here. But it just hasn't worked out that way in the last few years.
And does the Horse of the Year show still retain its special feeling among you and the other riders?
It definitely does. I mean, the crowd there today is fantastic. You know, I think it looks pretty much sold out to me. I mean, the people are very enthusiastic, you know, and I think they could probably do. I think they could probably lift the show even higher. The show's up in even higher to an higher standard myself, you know. At least a 4-star. It's 3-star. At least a 4-star.
And of course, you and your brother John always get such a huge roar from the crowd whenever your names are mentioned. Does that still give you a buzz?
Yeah, it does. It just shows your appreciation. You know, they appreciate what you've done, and you know, yeah, it definitely does.
And of course, we're also trying to work out when the last time there was a Whittaker 1-2 in a major competition. Do you have any idea when that might have been?
Yeah, well, there was one fairly recent, but I can't remember where it was. I can't remember. I'll have to have a think. Where it was. It was one fairly recent. But anyway, it's good that it's happened again, you know.
I mean, when you look back at your career and at John's career, and, you know, obviously there's still more to come, you're almost like the Williams sisters of the show jumping world. Does that rivalry between the two of you spur you on, or is it just the love of the sport itself that keeps you going?
Yeah, I think it's more the love of the sport. You know, I think John's having a very, very good season. You know, he's had a very good couple of seasons, actually, recently. You know, a lot depends on the horses at the time. You know, like I said, this mare, she's one of my best horses, but she's had more or less a year off. So, you know, hopefully now if I get all my horses back together at the same time, I'll have a really good team, you know. Viking, he's been off since 610. Amai's been off since Rotterdam. So I have been struggling a little bit recently for horses, but hopefully get them all fit and back on the road and I'll have a very good team.
And is it still a bit special when you beat your older brother?
Yeah, it is, you know, but we don't, twice, well, I mean, it's not that he's second, I'm happier, you know, I'm happy to win, and if he'd have won, I'd have been nearly as happy. It's not, you know, like, it's not I'm going to beat John, you know, and it's always been like that, actually, so it's quite nice, you know, otherwise we'd be killing each other.